This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
People sort of joked after Steven Soderbergh cast Matthew McConaughey in Magic Mike that perhaps he deserved an Oscar nomination as supporting actor. A year later, he has been on an amazing run of great acting, from his turn in Mud earlier this year to his role in The Wolf of Wall Street to now Dallas Buyers Club, which is the sort of performance that almost certainly will win Matthew McConaughey an Oscar. He lost 50 pounds, and he plays a sort of an unlikable but free spirit who overcomes sort of having AIDS to shine through in what is really a story of the redemptive power of just sort of continuing to be who you are. And so in that sense, this is not a movie that is a love story in the face of disease. This is not a sort of feel bad about what happened when people got AIDS in the world movie. This is really a celebration of the power of the human spirit to sort of exist in any vacuum, even in a vacuum which says you've got 30 days left to live. It also comes across the American public at a time in which there is a sort of unprecedented amount of distrust in government regulation, including the Healthcare Reform Act, but even above and beyond that, there's the has been an immunization sort of countercultural revolution. People have been refusing to get immunizations. They've been sort of reluctant to get flu shots, and they've been willing to believe that things like autism and other problems have been caused by things that don't really have a lot of scientific practice. And it's exactly this sort of cultural zeitgeist which Dallas Buyers Club will be certainly received well in, because it's really about the big pharmaceuticals pressuring the FDA to sort of rubber stamp AZT on the early days of the AIDS epidemic. Massive amounts of profit at stake, but not a lot of statistical evidence that there's going to be any good coming from it. And also the limitations that the sick or the wary of the American public have in regards to treating themselves and whatever illness or maladies they may have. We now find ourselves at a time in a society in which medical marijuana has been overwhelmingly endorsed by the American public and has been legalized in most areas, and at a time in which marijuana itself is being legalized, in which people are finding more and more that they don't necessarily want the government to dictate wake. So in that sense, there will be a lot of sort of goodwill towards the film. The problem, if you look at the meta message, is that if you live in a society where you can't trust the government towards treating the health of the people fairly, and that fair includes allowing them to do what they want with their bodies in regards to substances, in regards to medications, in regards to vitamins, in regards to religious thought, sexual practice, then you're living in a 1984 sort of Big Brother world. And if that were the case, then our own government would be spying on us. But that would never happen, right?